Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yo, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know?
Ah, good morning, everybody.
What's up,
Leroy? You know, it's just another day, man.
Oh, it's raining.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
Can't even tell outside. It's super dark.
I know.
We're clear here in Miami.
Sounds like in Davie, I tell you what, needed. The grass is getting a little dry out here.
I had to manually water.
Manually water? Like you're out there with your hose?
Yeah, because my water sprinkler... a couple of them don't move, and you can see exactly the spots that they water because it's nice and green.
Yep.
Yeah. So
yesterday I did the old washing of the car, so I had the hose out in front. So I did the wife's car, and you know I'm doing anything I can to keep the kids busy, especially with my wife. She started teaching yesterday, so she's got like, you know, literally like 15, 16 kids all Google Classrooming at once. So you're just doing anything you can to keep them busy. And man, I gave my son that hose and he went hog wild. But he was doing it where he learned how to crank up the pressure yesterday, because it's one of those nozzles where you twist it one way and it'll be like, you know, the light, beautiful shower. And then if you turn it the other way, it's on full blast. So I'm like up on the the back bumper trying to get the roof, and this kid takes direct hit aim at me. I'm like almost makes me go flying off the car. That's how strong this blast was. But he was having a good time yesterday. But I don't know, man. I'm like running out of these random chores. I don't know what I'm gonna do by day four to keep the kid busy.
Oh, so yesterday I was telling my wife the egg story, right?
Yep.
Because there was an egg sitting on the counter. She goes, "You need this egg?" I said, "No, that egg's useless." She said, "Why?" I said, "I tried to bust it with my bicep." She goes, "Did you do it?" I said, "You see the egg sitting there, right?" "No." "I could do it." I'm like, "Please." I'm like, "Are you serious?" So she tried. And so when she started trying, I said, "When you're done, put that egg back in the refrigerator." I haven't tried it with my left yet, though.
Oh. I'm telling you, man, it was... my wife had the same reaction. As soon as she saw it, she's like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I want to..." She goes, "I want in." I'm like, "Really?" I'm like, "Oh, okay, so let me get this straight. You know, all the shenanigans we do, this is the one that all of a sudden you want to take apart."
Wait. I'm getting... So I put it on Twitter, right? I'm getting replies. "Ooh, I'm going to try that when I get home."
Yep.
Said, "Eggs all across South Florida are safe."
I apologized to James Harrison on Twitter and on Instagram yesterday. I was like, "Listen, I'm sorry I thought I could do anything you can do. I apologize. I apologize, James." He is one of the scariest things I've ever seen on a football field.
Here's why. Right? So just about 6 feet, 225. Right? He's 5'10", 290.
It's crazy.
So just imagine 60 pounds, 65 pounds heavier than me.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, like, you've seen, I mean, he's had some very viral workouts before. I don't know why this one struck me as, oh, I could do that. It's just, I didn't think an egg was that strong, and I didn't
it's
know.
An egg, I know. We just crack it over the edge of a bowl and scramble them.
Yeah.
Right? How sturdy could this, a little chick can just crack it and walk right through.
Right. But I guess it's got to get to certain pressure points.
I don't know. All I know is that you drop an egg on the floor, it's a goner. Right?
All right,
how
yeah,
hard
man.
Could it be?
How hard could it be? I don't know. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So yesterday, Leroy Armando Salguero reported that the Miami Dolphins maintain their interest in attempting to trade up for the number one overall pick from the Cincinnati Bengals. That they are still going to try and take their hacks at getting Joe Burrow. And then he went to basically just tell you how terrible every first number one overall pick has been outside of Andrew Luck for the last 15 years.
Well,
not
I mean,
terrible, just not good enough to bring you a championship.
He just one up me because I went as far as say top five.
Oh no. Say, yeah, he just went straight up number one. And you look back over the last 15 years, I would say you have Andrew Luck. Yeah, I still say, I mean, I think you still have to say Cam Newton was a success, even if he is, banged up. I mean, he had an MVP season and took your team to the Super Bowl.
There's two guys, and you have to look at the situations in which those teams ended up with the first pick. One is Andrew Luck. Peyton Manning got hurt after being perennial 10 or 11 win teams.
Yep.
And they ended up with the number one pick. And that's kind of, I call that, how the Spurs ended up with Tim Duncan and having Tim Duncan and David Robinson.
Right.
It was just the luck of the draw, basically. You had an injury at a time where without that guy, you're just horrible.
Yep.
And that's what happened in Indianapolis. I'm not really sure about Cam because I don't know if they were terrible for a number of years or it was just that 1 year. But sometimes the circumstances occur to where you have one of those years. But in most cases, especially in football, it's the same teams drafted in the top five.
The Panthers the year before were 2-14.
So they went 2-14. No, I'm talking about what happened before they were 2-14?
They were 8-8.
See, so. Okay.
And they're 12-4, and I think they...
Right. So you see what I'm saying? So it wasn't just a bad team for a number of years. You look at teams like Detroit. You look at teams like Cleveland, right? Cleveland went 1-31. So they had the number one pick twice.
Mm-hmm.
So that team was rebuilding, and then you add a quarterback in those situations, right? Not the best of circumstances to be in. When you have a team like, and I don't know, we can't put a number on or put, a status on where the Dolphins are as far as their rebuilding. But it's still the point where they've been average at best for the last few years. And so, for that team to get the number one overall pick, right, is a little bit tougher than when you look at some of these teams. Even look at, when was the last time the Dolphins were 12-4?
Oh, man.
You see what I mean?
Probably
that's
Marino.
The team that just 2 years before they got Cam Newton, Carolina was that. You look at.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but like the Dolphins have basically, like, they've completely cleaned house of the roster. Like,
right,
how many guys are on this team that are here 2 years ago?
Right, but that's my point is that if they end up with the number one overall pick, there's really not an explanation as to why, other than being bad. You see, all these other teams that had success with the top five or number one overall pick were good, very good, recently before that terrible season. You see what I mean? And sometimes, I mean, that's just, they got lucky to be that bad that quick after being so good.
Yeah, well, it's one of those. I get what you're saying, but the Dolphins, like, their thing was they actively planned to be this bad.
No, sure, in a lot sure, of ways. Sure. But again, just thinking about football off the top of my head, without usually teams that do it this way, what ends up happening is the success doesn't come with just getting that quarterback, and a lot of times the quarterback doesn't get the time to reflect that. Because if they do get the number one overall pick and it takes 2 or 3 years, they're going to be calling Joe Burrow a bust. Yep. Nobody's ever going to say, hey, let's fix this, let's fix that. Because guess what? We did it with Ryan Tannehill. And I'm not saying Ryan Tannehill was that good. I'm not saying he was a number one overall pick, but I am saying that we put a lot of the Dolphins' failures on a quarterback without acknowledging the rest of their deficiencies. And that's not going to change. That's not going to change. You're going to say the same thing about the next quarterback if everything else doesn't get fixed.
Some other headlines. We had the news yesterday that Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin, he officially gave up number 12 to Tom Brady. He's going to wear number 14 this year. So giving some love to the GOAT, he decided to just give him number 12. I hope that Tom Brady gives him a lot of money. Just
not gonna give him nothing.
Oh, he better give him something.
You know what he's going to give him? If they have a great season and win the Super Bowl or compete for it, guess what Tom Brady's going to say? Thanks for 12.
No.
Really?
That's wrong.
Really?
You got to get him something.
Really? Why?
Because you do. Like, it's just because it's the right thing to do if you're Tom Brady. You got to get him, like, watch. You got to get him something nice. Is yes. It? Yes.
All right.
If Sergei Bobrovsky can get Frank Vetrano a bottle of wine, a nice watch, then Tom Brady needs to get him something for number 12. Something. Go empty-handed.
Isn't it gift enough?
If you didn't play hardball with 12, because you know what I would have did, and this is up your alley, soon as Tom Brady signed, on a Skype interview or Zoom or whatever, hey, what's up, Tom? And I would have had a TB12 hat on. Right?
Said, just put it out there?
Just put it on and wear it. Mm. And say, TB14 doesn't have the same ring.
That's true. You got a logo. You got to go change the logo.
But if you gave it up right, if you give it up right away,
And finally, the sheriff in Hillsborough County says he is getting 6 tips a day about Carol Baskin's missing husband, and revealed that she refused to take a polygraph.
Of course she did.
Yep.
Of course. Like, listen, here's the thing that sucked about that show. All the parties involved, right? Nobody was really beating around the bush as to what happens in the Tiger game, right? They all were, you know, look, they kind of tiptoed around the edges of it. But when it got to it, they all said, you know, we're all doing basically the same things to, you know, make money. Besides, you know, they might, you know, we never let the people pet the tigers or whatever. You know, they kind of nitpick with one another. She went full all out, you know, trying to get all the other guys, especially Joe. So from that standpoint, if you're going to put all that stuff out there, and you're going to go after the other people, you best believe that your closet better be clean.
Well, let me tell you something. That closet ain't clean, my friend.
It, you know what? Everybody's upset about Joe. Joe did some dirt, okay? Like, if it could have been the doc documentary, right? We would all been like, oh, look at what he's doing to Ty. We all say the same thing about all of them. But they're not out there claiming to be better than all the other Tiger people like she was.
Correct. Correct.
And I think that's what, one, raised a few eyebrows, and two, got everybody, the effect that she thought people would have with her because she had the backing of PETA. Watch how PETA backtracks.
Oh, yeah. They're out. Right. They'll find a new out. Sucker.
By the way, I'm on season 2.
Of Ozark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm almost up. I'm almost done with season 3. Business is picking up, man.
By the way, under no circumstances have I ever seen an FBI agent like this guy.
He's nuts.
He's a little over the top, right?
It's kind of the point of the show, man.
And we didn't know. Like, we could tell that him and the black dude were, like, what kind of FBI office are they running?
Well, I don't want to give it away. So if I gave you all the knowledge that I have of what's going to happen, it'll ruin it for you. So I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to do that. 15 Minutes of Heat is next. Ah, 15 Minutes of Heat here for you on the ticket. It is Toby Leroy.
I used to think this was the sultry sounds of Glenn Frey. Now, I think it is just had sad Heat song. This is what the Heat song would sound like.
Let me tell you what happened with me yesterday.
There's no basketball.
Let me tell you what happened with me yesterday when it comes to no basketball. So, I saw yesterday all these headlines were going around about Jimmy Butler. It's like, oh, Jimmy Butler did an interview with Carmelo Anthony. And he says he's doing nothing but drinking wine and working out since the NBA season has shut down. I said, oh, I want to go check out that interview. So I like look it up on YouTube and I go and find it because somebody's going to post the interview of Carmelo Anthony talking to Jimmy Butler. I was like, all right, you know what? I got nothing to do. I'll watch me a little Jimmy Butler interview. He's always good with the media. You know, he's good with his boy Carmelo. I'm sure he'll get some good stuff out of this. Dude, it was 45 minutes of these two dudes talking about fancy-ass wine and all the fancy-ass wine they've drank all around the world. I'm like, come on. Nothing. No good stories. Nothing. Please. Give me something. The only interesting thing I learned from it was who the most famous people that Jimmy Butler would want to have some wine with. That was it. Other than that, nothing, Leroy. Nothing. Not a dunk story, not a baby goat story. Just something.
Carmelo.
The last time I watched one of these, I watched Wade interview Carmelo. I learned that LeBron saved Carmelo's life. So either Dwayne Wade's just a better interviewer than Carmelo Anthony is, or these guys just really wanted to talk about wine. I'm like,
or D Wade was there. That's how that story came up.
I mean, come on, just give me a little morsel. Hey, something, Carmelo.
I got to tell you. When you thinking, man, you know who would be entertaining? I'm going to check him out. Does Carmelo come to mind?
Nah.
Okay. So, like,
But Wade got good stuff out of him.
Who's the guy, though?
Wade.
Wade's entertaining, fun, right? That's not Carmelo. And there's nothing that you've seen on social media, on any platform, that would lead you to believe that guy's going to be an entertaining talk. Now, I'll tell you, for the most part, he seems to be a pretty good guy with how he handles himself.
Sure.
He's always handled himself regardless of what people have said, regardless of, he's handled himself like a pro's pro. But what has happened in Carmelo's life besides drowning that would lead you to believe that guy is going to be entertaining?
Yeah, but when he got interviewed,
did he bring up Lala?
No.
Okay.
Why would he bring up Lala?
Again, you think of Carmelo's life. If you're not going to talk about him hogging the ball in basketball, right? The only other interesting thing would be, hey, either how you boys with D-Wade and all those guys and LeBron or Lala.
The only nuggets he got out of Jimmy Butler, you know, we got how much he loves Mark Wahlberg again. I get it, Jimmy. You love Mark Wahlberg. We get it. You guys are your best friends. Mark Wahlberg taught you how to like wine, and he told you and you took the inspiration of him getting up super early. You know, great. Could I get some T.J. Warren slander? Something.
But again. Like, I don't, because guess what? If D-Wade was doing that interview, right? You know, if they boys, he gots to bring that up, right?
Oh, yeah, the goods.
Right.
Give me the goods. I was like, all right, Leroy, it went like this. I'm like, wow, this thing's 45 minutes long. Yeah, what else am I going to watch? Your kids are out there watching Fievel, you know, American Tail Goes West. All right, I'll fire this up. Let's see what they're gonna want. Let's see what Jimmy Buckets has to say. He's got he can't go 45 minutes without something entertaining. And I'm like, all right, learned how he drank his first thing of wine. All right, learned that he loves Mark Wahlberg again. Learned that he loves Mark Wahlberg some more. All right, another Mark Wahlberg story. And then they told like one story about how Carmelo and Wade and him were in Paris and that Melo hoodwinked him out of a $14,000 bottle of wine.
Jeez.
Yep. And Melo kind of denied it. He's like, I didn't know how I ended up with the bottle. He goes, okay, sure you didn't. He goes, all I knew is I ended up paying. That's it. I mean, I was like, there was no dunk stories, no baby goat stories.
Oh, you've been called the fraud.
What do you mean?
If Butler had said he loved Tobin, he would play it every day. Yes, he would. He would make a montage. He would do it in a song, in some background.
I know, but it's the different. Like, if he would have told me, but once he tells me that he loves me, like, by the eighth interview, I'm like, all right, I get it, Jimmy. You love me. I think Mark Wahlberg's
probably... Oh, yeah, you would say that to him. Stop.
Mark Wahlberg's probably at that point. He goes, Jimmy Butler, I get it. You love me. All right, enough. Jimmy Butler, we know you love Mark Wahlberg. It's you know, he's been your guru to famous life. We get it. Mark Wahlberg, right. He's the best.
Right. Hey, so text comes across. Taken by reliving your day yesterday. You did not get the $200 seahorses.
I did not. And I don't think any pet
stores. You're praying that little Tommy does not bring it back up.
Oh well, he may very well. I was able to talk him into getting a stuffed animal squirrel and chipmunk yesterday instead.
What?
So instead of $200, it cost me $12 on Amazon.
What? How did you go from two seahorses to stuff chipmunk?
I don't know, man. He's four. His attention span is that of a fly. He goes from here to here to here to here.
Oh, who does that remind you of?
I don't know. I'm very focused. Can't tell you. This is the only nugget I got out of it yesterday, Leroy, okay?
All right.
The only nugget I got out of it was if Jimmy Butler, he asked, if you were to be able to drink wine with an athlete, who would you drink? And Jimmy Butler said, well, I don't think he drinks, but I would have it with Chad Johnson. Chad Johnson's my favorite athlete of all time because he's unapologetically him. I thought that was kind of interesting. I know those guys like each other, but I thought those were pretty big words from Jimmy Butler. He loves Chad Johnson that much.
I mean, who would I? Man.
You wouldn't waste your bullet on Chad Johnson? That wouldn't be your guy?
No. There's two guys. One guy I'm just intrigued because nobody really knows him. And the other guy would just be like my all-around, just the athlete I loved the most growing up as a kid. Gale Sayers.
Yep.
And I'm thinking Barry Bonds.
Really?
Yeah, because I just want to like loosen him up, see what's up. I wouldn't need to ask him about steroids or whatever. I just want to see, you know, in a loose environment, what kind of dude he was.
Yeah, if it was me, I'd definitely go like if I could talk to like Ali in his prime.
You wouldn't talk.
No, I just sit there and listen and drink.
Right.
It would be somebody like in the fight game. That would be somewhere I would.
Well, go. I mean, I would say Tyson, but
I wouldn't enjoy wine with Tyson. I don't know what Tyson I'm gonna get that night.
Right. I mean, you couldn't even say champ either.
No, nah. You don't know.
Because you take a sip of wine, you say, "So, champ, you know what you're doing with us? Let's go, champ!"
Like, you talking with Shannon?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I've had a lot of time with Shannon Briggs. I feel like if I'm going to use a mystical potion to go get there, I've never met a man that sweats
that much.
Oh, dude,
he's always sweating.
Try getting hugged after he wins a fight with that sweat. You're just, oh, I came away. I need to go get a new shirt.
No.
Thankfully, he gave me the shirt that I was wearing because it was a Let's Go Champ shirt when he hugged me. But geez.
So let me ask you this. What? Let's see. I think if you had to go each sport down here,
who would I have a bottle of wine with?
Right.
Basketball, I would definitely have a bottle of wine with Goron.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be current.
Oh, it could be at any time?
Yeah.
I think I still go Goron. I think that just sounds like the most fun. Talk about right. Slovenia, The Voice. Sounds like a good time. We get some Dion. I want to get some behind the scenes Philly cheese stories, you know maybe Goron does the little pufferfish face, you know, make fun of him.
Right.
For football, geez, like what dolphin do you want to talk to?
See, this makes it tough for me. Here's why, because I played, and a lot of these guys I've already hung out with.
Right.
So I used to golf with Dan. I used to I live right down the street. I can't think of his name right offhand. D lineman, massive, mean. Can't think of his name. I think I would go. One of the coolest dudes that I met, and he was a special teams guy. Right, was Zach Thomas. And I used to work out in the off season with a lot of the guys, so that's kind of skewed. I think basketball, I know who Zaz would pick, but I went to school with him, so we already hung out.
Glenn Rice?
I'm gonna go a little, I would probably say D Wade, and I would tell him to bring that bottle of wine that I didn't get. We just drink that.
You're a good guy. You're giving weight. He's gonna just get something out of the old storage unit. Out of all,
you know who I think Pat Riley.
Oh man, Pat Riley would be amazing.
Because like you know, you could put it on a player, right? But what about a guy that, you know, his career spans so long that he had access to all the guys? Imagine those stories.
Yeah, I would have. I mean, if you could get, like, when he was a little bit younger, I would have loved to do it with Shula, because Shula also, like right out of coaching Shula, like right after, like, Jimmy Johnson replaced him, I would have liked that, because then, you know,
Johnson wouldn't be a bad guy either.
Nope. Schnellenberger.
Oh yeah.
Is Schnellenberger?
By the way, the player's name is Daryl Gardner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't Tim. Everybody thinks it's Tim Bones. No.
Baseball,
I would go to the way, not to, well, you don't have to go way, way back, but I think I would go. Gary Sheffield
would be a great one. If I had to go with somebody.
Somebody said, Leroy, would you sit down with Gary Anderson and ask him how the bleep he missed that field goal?
No,
man. See, I'm not that, like, I fumbled. Like, not in that game, but.
No.
You know, I can't.
Here's what's going to happen. If you start drinking with him, you're going to get emotional. You're going to start. It might even be crying. I don't even know. You'll start thinking about. it might even be thinking about how
just,
you know.
Like, hey, are you crying? No.
No, I'm no, just. Not crying. I got to look at my ring finger, and it doesn't have a Super Bowl ring on it, Gary.
Wait, but guess what? You like accents. Gary Anderson's from South Africa.
Oh, really? I didn't know. Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Baseball, I'd go Kevin Millar, my favorite Marlin of all time.
He's
a hoot. I feel like it'd be a good time.
I mean, if you go with that, like, I mean, Conine wouldn't be bad either.
Conine?
But I don't know, you know, like a lot of these guys who do stuff outside of baseball, like, sometimes they're still too buttoned up. You know what I mean? Somebody said Jose Canseco. No. Well,
if you go have wine with Jose Canseco, he's going to have you invest in his quote unquote vineyard that he's working on.
Right. But the crazy thing about baseball is, like, I was cool with a lot of guys on Indians team. So, you know, I hung out with Kenny Lofton and Albert Bell.
You hung out with Albert Bell?
Yeah.
That's my hero, man. That is my baseball hero.
When I took my trip to LSU, I'm trying to think of the two running backs that both went in the first round. I think they both got drafted by the Saints.
Dalton Hilliard?
Yes, Hilliard and Dalton Hilliard and who's the other running back that had the same time. But when I went and took my recruit trip, they were all hanging out. So I knew Albert Bell since then.
Crazy. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Who would you like to have wine with locally on one of the teams? 67974. We're back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Today, the late Sean Taylor, Leroy, he would have been 37 years old.
Yep.
Crazy. We were talking about him yesterday because we were talking about great safeties.
Yep.
Pretty wild because Ed Reed was trending the day beforehand. You can text the show 67974.
Oh, I'm on it.
A lot of people text in because I was watching. I got roped into this Jimmy Butler, Carmelo Anthony IG Live yesterday because I'm thirsting for any, not just sports, but just Heat basketball in general. I'm really jonesing, and I'm I'm looking for this was some real cut up drugs. Like this was, you know, put down. There was baking soda, baby powder, all put in this one.
Stamped
on. I got nothing. I got nothing, Dan Day.
Right.
Nothing. You know, I learned Jimmy Butler does a bunch of push-ups a day. I got some wine stories. Then they broke down why they like all these wines. I'm just like, But the only interesting thing was Jimmy Butler gave what athlete would he have wine with out of any other athlete? He said Chad Johnson, Chad Ochocinco. That's his favorite athlete of all time. And then for non-athlete, although you could say this guy's an athlete too, he said Stone Cold Steve Austin. Although he thinks that Steve Austin would probably try and slap him for offering him wine. He just wants beer, which is probably true. I don't know if Stone Cold Steve Austin's ever even had a wine. He's the Texas Rattlesnake, Leroy. He's the Texas Rattlesnake. He's the Texas Rattlesnake. Like, he has beer.
All right. I got
you. That's what he had. You know, he takes the two beers, he clangs them together, and then he pours them down his gullet. That's how he goes.
Somebody say, I'm drinking with Ricky Williams. Y'all wouldn't be drinking, my man.
Nope. Definitely not. End up somewhere in a tent in Australia.
Yep.
On that on
somebody
that
said Pete
quest.
Rose.
Nah, got no interest.
Yeah.
No interest. Yep.
And then somebody asked me, was I Ernest Biner or Kevin Mack guy? I played with both of them. They were like, I think if I'm not mistaken, besides Rathman and who's the other running back in San Francisco? I see his face, everything, 33. Besides those two guys, I think Ernest Byron and Kevin Mack were the last 1,000-yard tandem in the NFL.
Like each?
Yeah, 2,000-yard rushers. Yeah, so that's pretty accurate. Somebody said I would drink with bench warmer Udonis Haslem. You guys could probably drink during the game.
Funny joke, haha. Great. Go to hell.
Guys, getting back to Pete Rose, he might be an interesting sit down. Remember he told that story about he and Joe DiMaggio showering in Vietnam, and he said this about Joe DiMaggio.
He was a penis with a man hanging from it.
I mean, yeah, that's good. He's got good stories. I just feel like I don't really want that many stories from Pete Rose. I feel like I'd be bored. All right, Pete Rose, I got you.
Wait, do you? Because, like, the funniest thing in the world, right? And we are highly entertained by this, is when a gambler tells a bad beat story, right?
Yep.
Because he's emotional. He really feels that the gambling gods screwed him. He's bitter. So Pete Rose, I think it was on a Le Batard show, told a story. He was at the track, and he had a horse that was leading the race by like 5 lengths. He was getting ready to go collect, and some animals ran across the track, and the horse threw the jockey off. And he was telling the story, and I'm like, that sounds like a Pete Rose story.
Yeah. Somebody says Chris Birdman Anderson for one of them. But that's a little bit
I don't think he drinks, because remember, Roger Craig was the running back.
It's a little bit like Tyson, where it's like, I don't know what I'm going to get that night. It's a bit of a flip of the coin, you know?
How about Mario Chalmers?
Mario Chalmers would be fun, because Mario Chalmers is going to tell you how he was, you know, better than anybody on the big three. You know, he'll give you all the scoops.
Hey, with Mario Chalmers talking to third person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's-a me, Mario.
Hey, we make fun of Mario, but you tell me you don't like your athlete with that much confidence.
I do, but
you
the
just
thing
wish
is,
he was better.
I think to some level though, Mario is cranked up, but he wasn't like off the dial like Deion Waiters.
Right. Right. You know? Right. Well, guess what? first of all, he got yelled at so much that he probably had to temper it a little bit.
Yeah, probably. We don't know. I mean, it's possible that it took a lot of yelling because it seemed like they yelled at him all the time.
He was Big Three Fall guy.
Yep.
Because, look, if everything fails, yell Mario.
Yeah, he'd be somebody who'd, like, the Mario Chalmers book would be a great book as far as everything concerned. I mean, that guy's had some big moments. He thinks of himself as one of the best. And, you know, all the fights that people got into. It'd be like, chapter 3, why LeBron was always wrong. And just go over all the times LeBron yelled at him for things that were actually LeBron's fault, but he had to take the blame. He was in a little bit like that situation with Chris Godwin, because remember, he just arrived and LeBron had taken his number.
Right.
Because they had that Big Three ceremony, and the only guy left on the roster basically when they were done with it, when it was all said and done, was Mario Chalmers. And you know, Mario Chalmers, when he came into the league, you know, everybody knows he was number 6. And then all of a sudden, now he wore 15 in college. I want to say, who the hell was on this team? Was it somebody had 15 when he got to the Heat? So he ended up wearing number 6. But LeBron, they ended up having this little celebration, and he comes out of the stage, and all of a sudden, boom, wearing number 6. And if you're Mario Chalmers, you're like, all right then, I guess I'm wearing a new number this year.
I mean, look, it's weird because unlike, and it doesn't really happen in football, and football has more guys, but it seems like, I guess it started with Jordan and then Kobe did it, right? Big time stars just switching numbers. LeBron did it.
Right? Yeah, but Jordan, remember, Jordan came back and did that, and then he wanted to switch back. And he just did it, and they find him. They find the Bulls. Like, I think it ended up being like $100,000 because Jordan kept wearing number 23 against the NBA's wishes. You know, because the thing is, those jerseys are big money makers for the NBA. So right. They're like, okay, Jordan, number 45. All right, he's coming back, and you know, I guess his number as a kid. I actually just read this. It was it's funny you brought that up. Because I was, you know, why it was him scoring, I think 55 against the Knicks was on NBA TV the other day, and he was wearing number 45, and I forgot that he switched back to it pretty quickly, but the league hadn't approved of it. Like, they sent letters to the Bulls and everything. They're like, we're not telling him anything. You know, Michael Jordan's gonna wear whatever number he wants. We'll just pay the fine.
Right.
And LeBron tried to do that. Remember, LeBron tried to switch his number this year. He wanted to. Go back to 6 with the Lakers and give 23 to Anthony Davis. And the right. league said no. They said no. We're not doing it. I'm sorry, Playboy. We got too many of these LeBron 23s printed out.
And, you know, that has more to do with, you know, all the other companies.
Yeah, Nike.
That right.
But I would have felt like LeBron. Like, the funny thing is, like, you would think LeBron would have the pull at Nike. But even Nike's like, nah, man. We've printed way too many of these. We're going to take too big a hit next year.
It's only Nike, right, that does NBA jerseys?
Only Nike has the uniform deal. Everybody now has a jersey sponsor. So, like,
okay, right. You know, that's what I meant, the uniform deal.
Yeah. So, like, at Orlando, like for the Orlando Magic, they have a Disney logo on their jersey, but Nike makes the jerseys.
Okay. That's what I was, because, you know, in, I think in football, everybody does their individual contract. College, definitely. That's how. People don't realize that's how coaches get a lot of their money.
Somebody wants
some
more.
They work out the deals for the uniforms and the shoes, and they get a part of that.
Somebody wants some wine with Joe Philbin.
It was a nightcap right before you go to sleep at 6:30.
Joe Philbin, it seems like to me, his wine would be expired grape juice.
Or he says, you guys sit down, and he takes the bottle and he poured it in the glass. He goes, made it myself.
Oh boy. Let's get you caught up with your headlines coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.